Ronaldo! Cecco, ma vattene! Ma dai! Dai, che non c'era il manco più il portiere! Butti la palla fuori! Ma dai! Partiene! Vedi che tiro che ha fatto! Palla alle stelle! È arrivata a Trieste il pallone!
So, I'm about to send you a picture. Do you know what this is?
No, I'm looking at it. It's like, I don't know. It's a really good-looking cow.
From the Scottish Highlands, which means it says, meh.
Meh.
Was holding on to that the whole ride home, all 2 hours and 40 minutes. I'm like, I can't wait to use that.
Oh my god. All right, so meh. So tell me, how are you recording this right now? Is aren't you like dead? Do you sleep?
Been mostly dead all day.
Did you sleep on the train? Admit it.
No, I did. Actually, I did not. I had a chance to sleep, but I was so stricken with anxiety and paranoia that I stayed awake the whole time.
Without going into the actual train stories, which I'm sure absolutely nobody in the world is happy to hear about, did you fuck up or
was unless you're autistic?
I mean, those people have special superpowers if you're to believe a Predator movie.
Yes. No, I was not in trouble.
Oh, okay, good. So you didn't screw up anything? All right. So you won't get to sit at home for a month and play games all day? All right.
Oh, darn.
How terrible. So...
Oh, I was just going to hang out with you for Christmas.
Ooh. Can we move on from Ranger? We have to say
that's
something from
so
for the game against
week.
The Celtic. Celtic versus Roma. All right, let's see when that is. December 11th. Oh, no. It's in less than a month, man. It's in less than 1 month. And we're going to be back on the Scottish accent. All right. Welcome to Roma Happens Podcast, Season 4, Episode 11. L'episode? L'episode.
L'episode. L'équipe.
Just Graves and Char talk about Roma. Not much to say, so we kind of have to make stuff up because international break. Fuck international breaks, but also God bless him, because when you go to the transfer market and you take a look at Roma, it's like four words: injured, 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 injured. Cool.
So it's like in the transfer thing, they signed a free agent to play as a shadow striker, but the shadow got injured, so we still have no strikers.
Yeah. No, that's, I don't know, people are saying cancel Eldor Shomurodov's loan, but I'm like, no. Can we move on already? Jesus, he's playing so well. Where is he playing? Wait, let me take a look. Eldor Shomurodov.
Turkey.
Shomurodov, okay, almost. He's playing for Istanbul Başakşehir. It's a Turkish club, yeah. No, let's not do that. Let's get actual players. So, Evan Ferguson joins the list of players that the Roma press has now said that Roma may cancel his loan. Or just Roma may do something with him in January, which is like, when you open the news, it's like, well, considering he's not playing well, Roma might actually think about doing this. Like, okay. It's not a news, it's a possibility. Which is the same realm of possibility of like saying Manu Kone is considering retiring to become a professional pimp, international pimp. So, you know, it could happen. You don't know. I don't know. Nicola Piccioli might just, you know, change genders. You don't know what's going to happen. It may happen in January. So, yeah.
Nicole Piccioli?
Nicole. Does it change to Piscilla?
No, that's his last name. That stays the same. It's the...
All right. I've been in Czechia too long. Okay, so my gripe with Czechia... Fuck. We didn't even start the podcast yet. Czechia is one of those countries where, like, the last name changes depending on your gender. So, like, I hate that.
So you're learning.
Yeah. I'm getting closer to beginning to learn. Roma beat Udinese very, very, very easily. It wasn't even funny how easy it was. It's just like, these guys are what we were supposed to be scared of? Really?
Secret agent Colozolo.
Who may or may not have rehabilitated himself because he's now saying very mature things and being all mature and shit. We will get back to that later. Or we won't. Yeah, apparently this is the tallest, biggest, strongest team in the league, and I don't know.
Unless you're Inter.
We played kind of without a striker and don't care. Did anybody care that we played against them? Was anyone scared? Was there like, no. Pellegrini converted a penalty and then Celik scored a nice goal, which took 22 passes of Roma's buildup, which is also something that we will get into right now. Have you ever felt like Roma controls the possessions very, very easily like they do now?
Never, ever have I uttered the words, hey, Roma's pretty good in the build-up.
I mean, we're still not good in the build-up.
Why are we, my thing is, like, why are we hoofing the ball forward? Why are we skipping the midfield? Yeah. Why are we playing long balls? Why are we giving possession away?
Do you think there's a player from, like, East Asia whose last name is Longball? Like, why do we keep playing long ball? He sucks. He sucks balls.
That was horrible. I'm supposed to come up with that kind of dumb shit because I'm the one that's tired, not you.
Hey, you don't know my life. You don't know if I've had sugar today or not. I've quit sugar and I'm just tired all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
I'm a millennial and I'm tired all the time.
I'm drinking Cola Zero after like drinking water for 3 days, and it's just so disgusting. It is absolutely how was I able to live on this for years? Anyway. We apart from the Zaniolo chance, I don't think there was like anything that Udinese did really. They didn't feel like they were gonna control the game at all. They didn't feel like they were gonna do anything. They didn't feel good on counters. They did do something that I've never seen. They had players in front of Zaniolo and behind Zaniolo. Usually, there is like Zaniolo in the opposing half, and we're hoofing the ball at him and just going, go, dribble, go, 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 come on, do something. And everyone just like stays back while he tries to run through people and gets fouls called because you cannot run through people. So, yeah, I don't know. But that Zaniolo chance is like, who cares? It's Svilar is going to save that. It's his specialty. I think even Svilar said something like, yeah, one-on-ones is my specialty. So I don't know. It didn't feel dangerous. Did you have any different observations?
No, Udinese didn't really feel threatening, per se. We have
Go.
We have a pretty stellar defense going on right now, so I wasn't super worried.
Right now,
but yeah, leading the league in clean sheets right now.
But I mean, it's been since August.
Yeah,
Holy, what a goal from Victor Osimhen. Yeah, I mean, the first four Roma games had one goal on average. And then he scored two against Hellas Verona. And we're like, oh my God, it's happening. It was the Dovbik first goal of the season. And then against Fiorentina, three goals in a game. And then we went back to one goal a game because, you know, that's the Roma way.
Svilar, six clean sheets. Provedel, six clean sheets. Como's goalkeeper, Butes, five. So, yeah. Svilar leading the way with clean sheets. Pretty good.
Como can fuck off.
Actually, well, what do you have against the Comosexuals?
Okay. Jesus. People from actual Como region and Como the town and the city or whatever it is, village, monument, they can side show attraction. They hate Como because they have zero Italian players on the team and everything is just Spanish and none of it is built organic. They have zero involvement with the municipality and they feel like the club is just pricing them out immediately from the start because they're just like, it's the movie stars, bro. They don't do anything that matters. So basically, they're asking the people from Como to just be like, hell yeah, brother, support the movie stars. By the way, none of them are Italian. They're all Americans. So Italians don't really like Americans as much. So not a cool situation there. And yeah, I don't know. There's not many fans of Como from actual Como. But they're doing the Wrexham thing of like, hey, locals don't matter, but not really, because there's like only a couple thousand of you, and then we can just get millions of fans overseas. Except Wrexham, at least, like, in they did it organically. They invested everything they had into the local community at first. But this guy just came in and he was like, oh, you're Italian? No, you're a peasant. Go away. Here is movie star. He's going to be my fan. Go away.
Oh, here it is. I found what I'm looking for. They have six Italian players in their squad and only, what's his name, has ever played this season with 1 minute. Codeniga? Yeah. Trying not to get canceled, even though we say things name? All the time.
What's his name?
I don't know. You say it. You're the one with the language background, not me.
Wait, let me take a look. What's this? Como? Oh, Eduardo de Goldeniga.
There you go. Okay, so I was right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
at least he doesn't have two G's in his name, makes it slightly less, you know, racist undertones. It's just Italians, man. They don't know what racism is. They're just like, what is a racism? I don't hate you because you're black. I hate you because I'm stupid. You know?
Yes.
Why is there a guy who's part of their team? Oh, wait, no, never mind. I thought this is 2017. It's actually 2007. So, yeah, Alberto Dossena. He's injured. All right, that's one Italian player as well. I don't know. Do you feel
anything
like
else Roma to talk about
actually...
it?
No. Do you feel like Roma is actually controlling the game? Like, what? I was thinking this during the game. Why are we actually... Why does it look like we're winning the game? Because I honestly don't think we looked good against Udinese. I don't know what we were doing. I was like, why? Just press. Just pressure Cristante and Pellegrini when they have the ball. What are you doing? And they didn't. They were just like, Please don't score. Please don't score from there. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not. You're supposed to actually press Roma, not just let us do nothing. What? But they didn't. They genuinely did not.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really seen Roma in control of a game so much as recently. Like, it's once again, it feels like Roma was pinning Udinese back in their own half and pressing and causing them to cough up the ball more. We saw that against Milan. We've seen that against Parma. I'm sorry,
38 minutes against Milan. Because I remember they scored and I was like, it's fine. We're just kind of letting them
Take control. I'm not saying the whole game. I'm saying...
And you were like, no, we're falling apart. And then the second half begins, and it's fine. They're letting Milan shoot themselves in the foot by just attacking. And you're like, no, we're falling apart, bro. What are you talking about? And I was just watching the game like, Are we going to start looking good again? No? Okay. All right. I guess you were right. Yeah, go on.
It's ironic considering the fact that usually you're the one that's the pessimistic one. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because you've shit on me in a couple episodes where I'm like, oh, yeah, everything's fine. No, it's not. And then I'm like, it's falling apart. No, you're delusional. And then I was like, hey, I told you so.
Yeah, I can get why people hate me because it sucks so much when you're telling people everything is shit and you're right.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. I don't want to hear from you for a while now. I'm going to do
this. You're welcome.
By myself. You're kicked.
Wow, rude. I'll go start my own Happens Roma podcast with blackjack and hookers. You know what? Forget the blackjack. But, no.
Amor Snepa is Roma Happens backwards. Anyway, go on. That was really important to say.
That was horrible. But, no, Roma looked really, like, you know, in control, 38 minutes against Milan, against Udinese, pretty much the whole match, against Rangers, same thing. Like, I like this. I like it. It looks nice. Let's not
talk about Rangers.
I'm not talking about Rangers. I'm talking about Roma being able to keep the opposition in their own half and forcing them to cough up the ball. Would it be nice to get a couple goals out of it? Yeah, but, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
So... We're making progress.
I'm kind of on the fence because I was saying, like, you know what? Let's not talk about Rangers because Rangers is just a bad litmus test of anything. They're so bad. Like, the fact that Pellegrini scored the goal against them doesn't mean anything because he was still invisible most of the game. But then we play Udinese. It's like, Pellegrini's not really screwing up. I don't want to say he was good. If I'm being honest, but he wasn't bad. He at no point was I just like, oh my god, Pellegrini sucks. Well, okay. To be fair, the game begins, you were late, a couple of minutes late, and I'm like, so in the first 30 seconds, Pellegrini lost the ball, and then Cristante lost the ball, and then Cristante just heated the ball to absolutely nobody, so that's the first 30 seconds. This is going to be great. No, we played well. I don't know. I have nothing to complain about. Which is kind of like, are Udinese that bad? Because they're not. I think they were 10th until that game. Or 9th. And it's like...
Yeah, they beat a couple teams, too. You know, they're nothing to shrug about. But, like, Roma just... because, what was it? They were playing against Juventus really well. And then Juventus got ref help towards the end. They beat Atalanta, beat Lecce, drew Cremonese. So, yeah, like, I think, yeah, they're nothing really to, you know, shrug at. Got trounced by Milan.
In earlier seasons, yeah, Milan is really weird.
Beat Inter in the first match day.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
In the earlier seasons, it would be expected of Roma to draw points against slightly stronger sides. I mean, didn't we get destroyed by Udinese like 4-0 a couple years ago? When I think it was last season of Jose. So, slightly stronger teams would just press us and just destroy us. It would just fall apart. And this was like... I don't know if... Sorry, I have a visitor trying to make me sing a song that I don't want to sing. And this was kind of like... I don't think... They played well. I don't think they pressed us at all. They were just scared of us. And then, I don't know. I don't know how to say this. We didn't look as good as we looked. Does that make sense? Like, we looked kind of like we were just existing on the pitch and we had the ball. Like you say, we pressured him. I don't think we pressured him at all. I think they just lost the ball over and over and over in the stupidest ways possible. It's like, technically, it's called pressuring and keeping them in their own half. But at the same time, it's like, that's not, we're not doing anything special. I don't know. So, and by the way, everything I'm saying here is not shitting on Roma. I'm just saying, my whole point is that I don't get it anymore. Because we've been doing this for a while now to teams where, like, we're just pressuring them. But it doesn't look that dangerous. It doesn't look like we're that good. But it still works. We still keep winning the ball over. So I think against Milan, it's kind of like Milan basically let us have it. Let us have the ball. They just bunkered down. They were like, fuck it, just give the ball over. Who cares? We're going to play on counters. And they just never established any opportunities to counter. I think that might be an explanation. Because I refuse to believe that they're just like, this is how good this team suddenly is. Compared to Atalanta a couple of years ago, compared to Atalanta when they had Frank Kessié, or Kessié, I don't know how it's pronounced. This Roma team is not even close. Then again, it could be just a falling quality of Serie A. So how many games do you think, percentage-wise, in Serie A end on 0-0?
End on 0-0?
Yeah. What percentage of games so far?
I'll go with about 54%.
Slightly lower than that.
Oh, slightly. 53.
Slightly more.
53.27.
No, it's not. Okay. No. You think 53.7 games in Serie A and 0-0? No, it's 15.5%. And Serie A is by far the lowest scoring league of all top five leagues.
Catenaccio's so... back, baby.
Sorry?
Catenaccio's back, baby.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I have a creature screaming in my ear. Go away,
hello,
monster.
Creature.
He looked at me all worried and then just stuck his tongue out and like, screw you. He's been horrible. I mean, Roma is not really helping the cause by, you know, just can't we just let them score? It would be so much better if we just let teams score for the quality of the league.
Yes, but then that goes for top four chances go way down.
So what I'm but maybe teams get more confidence and then score goals in the top teams as well. So what I'm saying is...
Are you implying that Roma is not a top team?
Other top teams.
There we go.
Excuse me. I apologize for...
Mucho Batero.
Muy grande. I don't want to say what. So it might be that the quality of the league is just worse this year, or it might be that Gasperini has this sort of a history where other coaches are like, I know how to play against him, and then just they let us have possession because they think we cannot create anything with possession, which is kind of true. I mean, not kind of, which is extremely true. We've created like 3 goals in total from open play. I don't know what the number is, I'm just saying it's low. And it might just be that I don't see how Roma is really good, and I don't see the small things and nuances. I don't know. Which one of those do you lean towards?
I lean towards the fact that the quality of the league has decreased a bit. Like, look at the names, like the big names that are in the league right now. It's
Luka Modric.
Luka Modric is still performing at a high level, contrary to what you said would happen. Some people would say Pulisic.
Fuck you.
Hey, I'm only spitting facts here. Bala Dybala.
I want to list everything I've been right about for the past 5 years right now. If you're gonna start calling me, I'm just kidding.
Last 5 years, we've only been doing this for like 3, 4.
Wait,
but
Dybala?
I would say Dybala is a big name in the league. Rafa Leao is one.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like yes. Milan has all the good players. But I mean, Nico Paz. Good
players, you go Inter.
You know, and it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't really want to say it's a retirement league because you have Calhanoglu, Mkhitaryan, who else? There. Pedro. Yeah.
That's
couple names.
Just amazing players, you know? All the 38-year-olds. It's like saying
they were NBA, all amazing players.
Like, dude, Team US doesn't have a problem in basketball. They have LeBron, KD, Steph Curry.
LeBron just got assigned to the G League.
I mean, can you imagine doing that? You're like being paid $400 a week and you're like, I get to train with LeBron. Hey, LeBron, can you borrow me money?
Oh, he's missing a junior. It's Bronny's back. And then it's actually LeBron.
Yeah, I thought like, haha, okay, funny, you got me. No, it's actually LeBron. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because you just want them to train lighter and do some minor activities instead of just going full speed. Not many stars. I mean, you can still take a look at Juventus's roster. What's the Turkish kid? Kenan Yildiz, is that his name?
Yildiz, yeah. Kenan Yildiz. Yeah,
they still have Jonathan David. They still have the guy that Roma wanted. Edon Zegrova, who played like one game only. They have Francisco Conceição, who is like, nobody knows if he's good or not. They have Kefren Thuram. Thuram.
Marcus Thuram, too.
They don't have Marcus. Yeah, Marcus
Thuram. No. First, like, I would say big names in Serie A.
Vasily Adjic, who is now kind of starting, claiming his top spot, starting spot. They have Teun Koopmeiners. Yeah, I don't know if I pronounce it right, and Dutch people can go away. I'm just kidding. I don't remember anybody. Let me Google this. Am I missing someone? Like, Juventus doesn't have a great team, but they still have some huge names. Yeah, I can't find when. Lloyd Kelly. Who the fuck is Lloyd Kelly? I take a look at this Juventus side. It's like the least recognizable Juventus of all time. They fucked up with letting Beppe Marotta leave. The sporting director. Anyway. So the quality of the league has decreased, but Roma is still pressing hard every single game. It's still like a thing of being personally insulted whenever the opponents have the ball. And we don't look bad. We don't look bad passing the ball. I mean, not always. Sometimes it's just kind of like, you're going to go forward, and then who are you going to pass to? Okay, 90-degree back pass, 90-degree back pass. And at 90-degree turn, back pass. Woo! And then we do nothing with the ball. But, yeah. Interesting. So, who would you say is, so far, the top scorer for Roma?
For Roma?
Yeah. Without looking up.
I'd probably go with Mari Sule with about, I think he has 3 or 4.
He has 3 goals, yeah.
And then it's Dovbik with 2.
Roma released the tunnel cam behind the scenes against Udinese. Why didn't they take
it? Oh, I watched that. That was really good.
I am going to look at it. Yeah,
it was funny because you see Pellegrini. Well, do you want me to spoil it for you? Or do you want to watch it?
I kind of want to watch it. So okay. If you can,
it was just funny when that moment comes up that I'll tell you about later when you watch it.
Okay. So Matis Hula has 3 goals, and he also has how many assists? What do you think? Give me a number.
4.
2, but okay.
Hey.
Wow. It's 2.
I was close.
We suck. We're horrible. Our numbers are just terrifying. How many
Roma is... Have you seen The Dictator?
Yes.
It's like Roma is Aladdin. It's either good or bad.
It's both
so, at the same time.
How many games do you think Pisili has played so far?
Two.
By far the least on the team.
And how many is it?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's not by far, because Gilardi is the same. Two, yeah. And one of them was a five-minute cameo.
That's right.
Oh, wait, Gilardi has 6 minutes of playing time. What? That can't be true. And Pisili has not 42. That can't be right. Maybe
yeah, it is. Didn't he play in the Europa League?
Yeah. I think this is just Serie A, though, to be fair. I don't really think... A look at the Europa League. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this, but whatever. For some reason, Gasperini doesn't think that the only player we have that suits what he wants from a midfielder doesn't fit his midfield needs. I don't know. It's weird. So what do we think about this resurgence of Pellegrini under Gasperini? Is it a resurgence? Is it just shameless clickbaiting? What is it?
I think it's shameless clickbaiting. I think playing Pellegrini, getting him kind of match fit, I don't think there's anybody else really that could play that position that he's playing in. Like, he's a midfielder, and like, who are you gonna go throw in, like, Niall Alainui?
Alainui,
like,
oh, but I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I was like watching some stuff, and one of the videos that I'm playing, and I didn't realize it was playing, was the highlights of the Roma Udinese game, and I just came up to the VAR call for the penalty. I completely forgot about this. So Duffy got injured, and we needed like a medical team to come on field. So during the time he was on the ground, the referee actually signals to the VAR team to check if there is a handball, and they're like, maybe if Dovbik doesn't get injured, we don't score the penalty. Like, what the fuck? Thank you for your service, brave soldier. But you know. Please don't get injured again the rest of the season, because we don't have strikers. Ah,
what is a striker? Who knows?
I think my theory is that Gasperini doesn't really care that we don't have a left back, the right footed left, not left back, left wing. I think he and Ranieri both said, like, dude, the first season is gonna be fucking chaos. We cannot sign anybody. We have to deal with some high wages. Everybody we have is injury prone. Oh, by the way, the captain of the team won't be there for the first day of practice camp because he chose to have a surgery when he shouldn't have, but, you know, whatever. And it's a surgery on his nose, which we could have delayed for a year, but he chose to do it now. And it's like, fuck, whatever. Okay, whatever. So I think he generally doesn't care. And that's why he's like, you know what? I need to work with what I have. I need veterans. These fucking Primavera kids can fuck off. I don't care. I'll use them when I have to. I think that's like his whole thing. That's why he's pushing them as hard as he can. Because he wants to stat pad a bunch of these older guys so that we can get rid of them in January. Even though I hate to admit that, and even though I absolutely hate the fact that Gasperini is being this dumb and this dense, and that we're still not going to fucking rebuild! We have 30-year-olds who are senators of the team, please! Can we please rebuild with youth? And he's like, no bro, trust me, I'm gonna qualify for the Champions League with this dumbass roster of people who just play their way and don't listen to me. So... yeah, that's my theory. I don't know. There has to be a reason why he keeps playing Cristante and Manu Kone and Pellegrini every single game.
Why not? Like, we've been over this about Brian, because Gasperini's used him before. He's Brian and Mancini both played
at him. He was manager ever to sell him. He was like, please get this shit off of me. Oh, we're gonna get money for this? Hell yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe that's going to happen again. Good job, Brian. You did a great, outstanding job. Ciao.
You're going to go play for Juventus now. Good luck.
You're going to go play for Czechoslovakia. That would actually be an interesting transfer.
Maybe. There are so many questions we have with Gasperini, actually. What is your first initial... Like, actually, I wanted to say something before I continue.
Oh, this is going to be a long segment, what I have in mind. Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay. So is mine.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yes. Okay, cool. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I chose rock.
Fuck. Okay, you go first.
Okay. So Serie A is about a quarter of the way through the season. Who do you think is the... what would you give Roma as a report card grade?
A.
For quarter term? A?
A.
A. Who do you think is the most outstanding performer?
At Roma?
At Roma, not Roma.
Oh. A.
We don't have anybody. Artem Dopik?
Oh, so, Svilar.
Svilar. Who is the least outstanding, most needing improvement?
Marconi. No, wait, Tsimikas. Sangare, wait, Drakovsky. Celik?
Yes.
Wait, see, no, Baldanzi. Wait. Dovbik?
Most needing improvement. All the team.
No, the whole school. the one most needing improvement is fuck. I was trying to speed through this and just get it over with quickly, but goddamn, why is this segment so interesting? I don't have to think. Angelino, he needs to improve his body weight by like 20%. I don't know.
Going back to July, if you told yourself that Roma would be sitting second, tied for first, only behind on goal difference with 24 points. After playing 11 games, what do you think your previous self would say?
I can see how that happens. That sounds like something I would say.
And then you tell yourself like how it's gone down with 12 goals, 4 or 5 against in 11 matches.
Like, oh, Dovbik scored 12 goals? Wow. No, I would be like, Sule scored 12 goals? Wow.
Dovbik scored 6 and Mati Sule scored 6. Neat.
Yeah, and Dovbik has 12 assists? Wow.
How did he assist himself?
The most improvement needed, I think. So I would break this down into very simple terms. Positionally, Ndika, because he needs to learn how to play on the right side for some reason. I don't know, because Pirini wants it that way. Bisili, because he needs to learn a lot immediately because he's way too talented to be sitting on the bench and be unused. Otherwise, Pellegrini, because other than just sometimes being in the right position to shoot, he does absolutely nothing. He's useless. He's just so fucking useless. I don't know. It's like playing man down when he's on the pitch. And again, he doesn't do anything bad. He just doesn't do anything. He genuinely just doesn't do anything. And talent-wise, Kone. Kone has way too much talent to just be useless. Like, against Udinese, he kind of started playing in the second half after we scored a goal. He was like, oh, we're going to win this game? Hell yeah, let me show myself. But like, I don't know, last month and a half, Kone has just been absolutely nothing. Just completely useless. Anyway, go on.
Let's see. So you give Roma an A for the first quarter of the season. So like that's nine games. Sure. We've actually played like slightly over a quarter. We played 11. It's like 9.5 or something like that. Okay. But let's see, 1, 2, 3. So 3. In the second quarter of the season, we have the Milan game, Udinese, Cremonese, Napoli, Cagliari. Is that 4, 5, 6? Como, Juve, Genoa, and Atalanta. That seems like a tougher second quarter of the schedule than the first quarter.
Atalanta is difficult.
Juventus.
I was going with the Juve and Napoli games and the Como game because Como's actually doing like really well. So
is Napoli a difficult game?
I'd say no. After the statistics I gave last episode, I would say so.
Bologna destroyed him, and Conte is refusing.
And to we beat Bologna. Napoli, yeah. Roma against Napoli in the last 7 years: 1-2, drew 5, lost 7.
Fuck me.
Woo.
Juve 1-3, drew 5, lost 6.
It's gonna be interesting. I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. I don't think that the second quarter is more difficult than the first because the first quarter is just. Roma was not supposed to be here, and we were not supposed to be this good. We were not supposed to be in this position. We were not supposed to have good defense because Gasperini doesn't put defenses in good positions the way he sets his things up. And at the same time, our defense is not very good. They're performing really badly, but they're kind of like catching up. Our midfielders still don't know how to play. The fullbacks don't really know how to play, although they're getting better. And we have no strikers. Like, even when they're on the pitch, we don't have any strikers. I don't know. We were not supposed to be here. And now the team is kind of gelling together and getting together. And they're learning how to play with one another. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be more difficult now. I think it's... Now we're getting into this moment where... We're going to look better than earlier. And it's on other teams to figure us out. If that makes sense. Like, now the squad knows how to play, and now Gasperini knows how to convince Brian to not be a useless traffic cone and play in attack instead. And he also kind of trusts Ela now more, so, which is finally good. And also, Wesley is just a monster. Like, he's turned it up a lot. So. I don't think it's going to be more difficult. At the same time, Napoli is facing issues. They're getting all weird. We played them after Cremonese, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a game in between that? The European game? Or no, there isn't. Yeah. Wait.
Between who and who?
Fuck. Hang on. Let me take a look. Wait, Napoli fixtures.
Yeah, we play Cremonese, then Midtjylland on the 27th, and then Napoli on the 30th.
Yeah, Napoli have a game before us against Karabakh. So,
the team with the Sabres.
Yes.
Want to go back to Partizan?
Napoli... I'm not going to go back there. Serbia is dangerous. So, no.
When it's totally worth regime, it.
When the regime falls, you have nothing to lose. I do.
They tried to get me to vote when we stopped at that ATM. They're openly committing voter fraud.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not afraid of Napoli that much. Atalanta just fired Juric on the exact same fucking day as he was fired by Roma last year. And he got a team relegated in the meantime. Amazing. Juventus. Oh my god, no. Juventus hurts Spalletti. Fuck. Oh, that's gonna be hard. That's gonna be hard. Como. They're kind of slightly slowing down. If I'm not mistaken, sorry for the yawn. They're not on a good run of games. Didn't they like have 4-0 consecutively or something? Wait,
come on. No, they like 1-1, lost, drew.
They beat Juventus, which is why they Spalletti was fired or hired. 0-0 with Parma, beat Verona, who didn't. 0-0 with Napoli, and then Cagliari as well. So yeah, they're in a poor run of form. 4 wins, 6 draws. And I don't think we're gonna draw against them. I think Gasperini so far is just like, either win or lose, don't fucking come home with a draw. If you must concede a goal in the last minute of the game. So, which hasn't happened yet. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Good, because I don't know what I wanted to ask you instead when we started the conversation. Anything else you got?
Not Roma related.
Fuck. That's the whole segment? 3 questions and a funeral? A prediction?
Yeah. 3 questions and a prediction. That's like, that's a pretty fair.
Who do you want Roma to get in January? Do you have any targets?
Peter Zielinski.
No. Stop turning
also into Peter Zielinski. And my guy, Peter Zielinski. It's just three Zielinskis in a trench coat.
3 Baldanzis. So, do you remember what was the thing that I asked you before you started your segment? Fuck, I cannot
remember. Not a clue.
God damn. Okay. All right. So, I've been watching a lot of Mr. Sunday movies, and it's awesome. That's my recommend.
Oh, I had a story for you.
Do we send Ferguson back in January? What do you think?
No, I think we'll keep Ferguson and we'll bring in another striker because we have to have a third striker or something.
But that's the thing. I don't think it doesn't matter if you play with a striker or not. I generally, like, I know it does. I know it should, but for what Gasperini wants the team to do, I don't think he cares. I generally don't like that zone 14 is just something that we should have a striker in and we don't. And he does not give a shit. He's just like, I don't care. Maybe we don't. I don't know. We just whatever. Send the ball there and something might happen. And then intercept and then attack. I think his whole logic is just intercept the ball in their half and then attack. It doesn't matter who, just attack. Which makes sense with Joshua Zirkzee because he does not play like a striker. He just does the thing. He does things in the build-up and like he gets involved in everything and in the passing and whatever. So he might actually be exactly what Roma is looking for. Except we still need a left winger, you know, because we didn't have one. And then, which begs the question, would you get rid of Dybala and Pellegrini and Dovbik as high-salaried players? And Hermoso, of course. Throw him in.
Yeah, I've been over this. Clean up the wage by getting rid of the age. Get rid of some of the older players. Try and get some younger ones in on cheaper deals. So I'm all for pushing. Not really pushing them out, but like seeing what's open and available. I think it was this summer Pellegrini turned down a deal for West Ham, which is also where Joshua Zirkzee might be going because his agent wants a transfer fee.
You know, like how Christian Pulisic, if you want to get shit in your eyes, how he's LeBron James of football, soccer. Who is Nikola Jokic of soccer?
The Nikola Jokic of soccer. Oh, jeez, that's a good question.
Who is Kevin Durant of soccer?
The Kevin Durant of soccer?
Oh, Ronaldo.
Slim Reaper? No, it's not Ronaldo.
Yeah, it is. He just scores. That's all he does. He's just like, I'm going to score real quick and do nothing else.
Yeah, he took the easy way out because he went to Saudi for money.
Fucking the Durant hardest went chapter. Where to the Warriors?
The so. Hardest chapter.
Hardest the, road, was it
the hardest road.
You know, I remember the exact position where I was when I saw that. It's such a memorable moment. I was in a taxi going back from work, working for an esports organization, which was organizing a world championship in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Anyway, yeah, go on. Nikola Jokic's soccer. That was it.
Nikola Jokic's soccer. Somebody who has a great eye for passing.
Where were you when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors?
Working at Dunkin' Donuts.
Seriously?
Seriously.
All right.
That was also like slightly before I started really caring about basketball. Like most of my sports, like giving a shit, came in like 2018.
Oh my god! You don't even remember what it was like before the Jays. Oh dear lord, you.
I was brought up around like not cable TV, so I couldn't really have access to a whole lot of anything.
I almost flunked out of high school staying up to watch Paul Pierce dunk on fools in all my fucking years. And I started watching the Celtics a year before they broke the record in the losses of the 66 and 16 or whatever the hell. Sorry, go on.
I heard the game. We were broke down on the side of the road in Missouri for Celtics Lakers game 7. And what was that, 2009? 2010? Yeah, I was broke down on the side of the road in Missouri because we got bad gas from a Marathon gas station.
I was at my home watching the game. It ended at about 6:25 a.m. and I had to go to school 40 minutes later, so I just got up and went to school. Fuck Thursdays. I hate Thursdays because of that. Then again, we did beat them 14 years later. I mean, we won 14 years later on June 17 again, but I still hate June 17. Stays with you. So who is Nikola Jokic of soccer?
Lewandowski.
Interesting. Very interesting, actually. Yeah, I can see that. Like, he will score when he needs to score, but he will also just carry the team. Maybe not. Not with the playmaking and passing and everything. I don't know. It would have to be an American player, so let's call it Landon Donovan.
An American player? Oh, Gino Reyes. No, Jesus.
No. I'm just kidding.
Is Noah Lang, I think. He's from the U.S., right?
I don't know. I have no clue at this point.
No, he's Dutch. Noah Lang. No, there was a... is it Xavi Simmons?
Xavi
Simmons. No, he's also Dutch.
Every time a player kind of may resemble American name, it's Dutch.
Yeah, like, but there's a U.S. player who played for PSV. I think it was like... Is his name like Malik Tillman?
Maybe.
No, Serginho Dest. There we go.
Okay. He was American.
He is American. What do you mean was?
I don't know, dude. ICE might have something to say about that. You think he can go back to the US? They just deport him and they're like, you're not American. He's like, bro, come on. That is a great password. It says Netherlands. It's like, what the fuck is Netherlands, bro? You're an immigrant.
New Jersey's dropped the other day.
New Jersey's?
Yes.
The one that I sent you?
Which Roma one was jerseys? That? No, not Roma jerseys. Adidas released their World Cup collection.
Ah, who gives a shit?
I do, because there was something interesting in there, because going with Italy's chances of making the World Cup, I think, what is it, they're going to miss, if they don't make it through the playoffs, they lose, this will be like their third or fourth World Cup consecutive missed.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. But Adidas unveiled Italy's World Cup jersey.
Show me.
And it's like, I think Adidas knows something that we don't, because I don't think Italy is going through to the World Cup this year. I think they're going to stay at home again.
So they're just going to make bank on that and just be like, whoops.
Yeah.
Fucking whoops. Oh, look, Italy.
Oh, yeah, the Adidas Terrace icons. Nothing really caught my eye out of that.
You know, this Italy jersey reminds me of the one from when they won 2006.
I can't wait for these to hit the outlet store.
There was something I was thinking about, actually. When you open Wikipedia for Roma, it says this season is the 99th season in Roma's history, which means that next year is going to be 100th season, which means that Adidas have been like just pumping out jerseys and merch all year long, and it's just 99th season. Can you imagine the amount of stuff they're going to have next year? Like, all year long, it's just going to be like, Roma's 100 years, bro. I can't wait. I'm going to not spend any money, because even when I start my new job, I'll still be at a fucking zero. Welcome to gig economy, baby. Woo! I don't know what I wanted to talk about. It was just a long topic, and I just don't know.
We'll save it for the next podcast.
I'll figure it out when I'm editing, because that sentence is long gone. Did you see that Valve released their own PC that they're going to be like producing and shit, and it's horrible?
The GameCube?
GameCube. That's all I had to say about that. I don't know, I'm just all over the place. I've had cola.
It sounds like you are on a sugar high.
Woo! Well, fake sugar, at least.
Real fake sugar. Get your real fake sugar here, folks.
When we come back from the international break, where Italy doesn't qualify, and their chances are looking terrible because half the team is out.
And they need to overcome a plus 20 goal difference.
Primitives. Do they? What are Italy's chances of qualifying? They have to win.
They have to win against Estonia. Not Estonia. Where are they playing? Moldova? Yeah, they play Moldova. They have to overcome plus 20 goal differential to just straight up qualify.
Oh, so they're going to go into the play-in. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's fine.
Cristante's captaining, so, you know, I know you'll hate watch it.
I won't. And it's not because of Cristante, it's just this Italy team is just not exciting. I'm not a foreigner. I mean, I am a foreigner. I'm not Italian. I don't care about Roma. I don't care.
I don't care about Italia.
I don't care about Italy that much. I mean, when they were legendary team, it was fun to play on FIFA. Yeah, sure, of course. But now it's kind of like, do I care about... I don't even know who plays for Italy at this point. Some players. No, I don't. Quality of the league has just gone down, so... they're not very exciting. Who do you think wins the World Cup, though? Since we're talking about World Cup.
Wins the World Cup? Spain.
I'm going to say Trump.
Oh my god, no, please no.
Well, he's going to win the Peace Prize that FIFA is creating now.
It would be hilarious if it went to the Qataris.
Trump is already like rubbing his hands together. He's like, give it a Peace Prize. Nobel Committee fucked up. And Johnny Infantino or whatever his name is just goes, the Qatari Federation. Like, excuse
me. Big news, I won the trophy. It's mine.
What else is there to say about Roma? I don't think that we controlled possession as well. I think teams more like give it to us. And at the same time, I don't think we're bad at creating anymore. I think we just kind of are doing stuff. It doesn't look great, but it's getting there, maybe. I think things are kind of improving. I think winning changes things. The Milan game was a huge warning. I think Inter game was a huge warning. It's still a big concern that Roma is unable to play well against big teams, which I think is about to change. Gasperini's tactics of playing everybody out of position is kind of starting to not gel, but like leave an imprint onto the players. So, like, I don't care if you're out of position, this is the things that I want you to do. I think Mancini is not a defender anymore. He's a libero, libero, as they would call it in volleyball. The guy who just roams around, does whatever the hell. And I think Dovbik is going to score more goals than Ferguson. I think Pellegrini still sucks. I think when Antilia comes back, we're going to be awesome. I think Wrench deserves way more playing time. What the fuck has happened to Divine Wrench, who had like three really good games? He was like, holy shit, this guy's on another level. And Gasperini is like, I'm not having any of this. You cannot be playing this well. You're going to get benched. Bye. The fuck is that?
I don't know. I thought Divine Wrench was going to do good because we're like, oh yeah, Wesley and Wrench, we're going to have two really good wingbacks, and then Wrench is not even really featured.
How do you even pronounce his name?
So wrong.
No, the first name. Because...
Seven? Divine?
This doesn't clarify anything. Because he's Dutch, it's not supposed to be Divine, but apparently that's how it's pronounced. So it's Devine... Fabian Jairo Wrench. I don't know. Why does he have a French, a trashy American, and a Brazilian first name? And then his last name is just German.
No idea.
And I don't mean like Americans are trashy. I mean like, you know, when trashy American stuff.
No idea. You're asking the wrong American.
You know when you meet a person, you're like, "Hi, my name's Clint," and they're like, "Hey, my name is King Prince." I'm like, "Ugh."
My name is Chicka Slim Shady.
Dude, it's killing me that I cannot remember. So. It was actually going to be a huge, huge segment. So, yeah, Divine Wrench cannot buy time. Pistoli cannot buy time. Zhukovsky is just gone. Gilardi gone. Gasperini is just not going to develop them. So we need to bring in a bunch of players. I don't think we do anything in the January transfer window. Although we'll see. Like maybe bring one or two players. The journalists are speculating, are we going to have so many reinforcements? Roma is interested in 17 different fucking players. Uh-huh. Sure. We're going to add more weight to the FFP instead of less? Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Anything else?
No. Shout out to Adidas for those jerseys.
Adidas. Thank you. Where do you think Roma is going to be in the end of this year?
In Serie A.
Yeah. We're going to be qualifying in the Europa League. Who gives a shit?
Let's see. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic and say fifth.
So we play Cremonese, Napoli, Cagliari, Como. Why is there a report on the Como game and nobody else? Oh, wait, no, that's because he clicked something. Juventus and Genoa to close. Fuck, we're gonna have to play against Rossi. Now I get why you said Genoa. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. 6 games, and we so far have only 3 losses in 11, so that's a pace of 2 losses and 4 wins, I guess. Kind of, not really. I don't think it's 5 wins and 1 loss. I think it's 4 wins, 2 losses. Unless we start drawing, which I don't know. So another 12 points, I would expect. I think we beat Cremonese. I think we beat Cagliari. I think we beat Genoa. And one of Como and Napoli Juventus. So at least 12 points. How do you see this?
6 games. I'm going to say lose against Napoli and Juve. And then win the rest.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I've had in mind as well. I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm just not going against it. Which, you know, we'll have Bailey back. We will have Ferguson back. We might have Dybala back. Dovbyk is going to come back eventually. So we'll see. It's going to be a lot of cold soccer. And Ferguson's going to finally be at home in cold. But yeah. Is there something that you want to tell me about Brandon Herrera?
Trunnion.
What?
Trunnion.
What the fuck is that?
You have to watch really old Brandon Herrera stuff. Trunnion.
I'm not gonna do that.
All right, there you go. Trunnion. Bye. Like man's supposed to, with the desperation of a soldier. My lyric told ya, feel my heartbeat even colder. Fighting for my rights and dark and alleys like guerrilla warfare. Now I plan assassinations, because the Western nation keeps us in ghettos like an urban reservation. I'll attack at red dawn, no time remaining on point. Military missionaries, how I vary. My mind is scary, preparations from crime. One time, feel me rain, so feel me rain. Black rain, black rain, Citizen Kane. Talking black rain, black rain, black rain. Peace to the in the game, black rain, black rain. Through the struggles and the strain, black rain, black rain. Elements of mine, so feel the rain from behind, black rain, black rain. Peace to the in the game, black rain, black rain. Through the struggles and the strain, black rain.